Today, I'm going to talk about a problem in my business, the Calgary Language Nerds. My name is Azarin. I run the Calgary Language Nerds. That's a business I run. And welcome to today's podcast episode. So as I said, today, I'd like to tell you about a problem that I have in my business and something that I'm trying to solve. My business sales in 2023 were stagnant. It was flat. I'm rather disappointed because from 2020 to 2022, my business grew rather rapidly year after year. And so when 2023 was relatively flat, I was disappointed. I want my business to grow because, well, there's three reasons for it. Reason one, I'd say, is that I want to live a certain lifestyle that I currently am not able to live. Number two, I'm philanthropic desires. So I want to give and try to give money and my time and money to causes that I believe in. And I just want to accomplish something that I'm proud of. So seeing as my sales were stagnant, what I decided to do was have a look and see where I went wrong. My initial hypothesis, which I think is relatively logical, is to think that if the business didn't grow, it's because you didn't find enough customers. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Imagine if you ran a business and your business did the same amount of sales from one year to the next, you might think, oh, I guess I didn't find enough customers. That's probably what happened. Well, that was my initial hypothesis. But when I dug a little deeper, I realized that I was wrong. And to my surprise, the biggest problem, and really continues to be, customer retention. Okay, this surprised me. I would have never guessed it because my business is driven primarily by repeat customers. This is a trend I've noticed literally since year two of the business. This is now year seven that I'm in, or maybe year eight even. Year seven, eight? Doesn't matter. I've always noticed year after year, like 75% plus of my business is driven by repeat customers. So how could it be that I have a retention problem when all my business or the vast majority of my business is driven by repeat customers? Well, here's an ugly, a statistic that blew my mind. I noticed that 50% of people who purchase lessons from me do not make a second purchase. In other words, it was roughly half, they buy classes once and then they decide, nah, I don't want to keep learning a language with the Calgary Language Nerds. The exact statistic, if you're interested, is 1.25 transactions per person, which equates to 1 to 8 hours of classes per person, depending on the transaction size. And the vast majority of those people were not, it's not like they took a few classes. It's not like they came and they only wanted to take a few classes just because they had a very specific short-term need. Like that's not usually what's going on. Like there's something else happening, right? So that sucks. Like I'm not happy with that. I was told, as an aside, I was told by someone at the Calgary Language Nerds, she actually listens to the podcast. She has in the past anyway. She actually emailed me and she'd said that in her previous experience with different businesses, having 50% of people who only make one transaction, apparently it's not something to be overly concerned about. But still, for me, when I was like, what? Half the people? That's like way too many. That's too much. Especially when, here's something even crazier. Check this out. If those 50% of people that purchased lessons and only purchased once, so that's half the number of customers, right? If they never made a single purchase, if they just never used my services, my profit would be almost the same and the sales would be almost the same. So the top 50% of people that take lessons disproportionately make up my business. So it's like it's interesting to look at that. Now, here's another area where I have room for growth. The middle 25% of my customers, so not the top 25%, not the bottom 50%, but the middle 25, they take 3.5 times more classes than the bottom 50%. However, that sounds good initially, right? But however, even they only take on average 17 hours of class over approximately a 6-month window. So that's better, but there's still room for growth in my eyes. So taking those two statistics into account, I've set a new goal for my business, which is try to get new students to take at least 24 hours of class in a calendar year. Of course, there'll be exceptions, right? A student might only plan on taking lessons for the short term. No problem, right? Or someone has an emergency come up and they have to stop their classes unexpectedly. Again, no problem. Like one of the Calgary Language Arts students just had a family member pass away. So she's going to pause her lessons, you know, for a while, I'm sure. And that kind of stuff happens, right? Or maybe she'll stop, like, fair enough, right? Like that is what it is. And no problem. Those kinds of things happen, but those are exceptions. That shouldn't be the norm. I was doing some math, and if I'd set and hit that goal last year, I'd have earned about 90% more in sales and in profit. Also, it's just better for students. It's better for people because it's better for people to come to my business, enjoy the experience of learning a language, and choose to continue learning a language. Because a lot of the people, I'm telling you, a lot of the ones that make one trans, when I was looking at the list, a lot of people who take one round of classes or one single transaction and then stop, like a lot of them, I don't think they kept their language studies going, and they intended to, they actually wanted to learn for the long term, but you know, we just weren't good enough in a sense, right? I guess you could view it that way. So here's what I'm changing to be able to hit my goal. I'm going to keep some of the specific details to myself, but in a nutshell, I'm working on improving my student onboarding procedure, changing the copy of my marketing materials, and then spending more time on ensuring student satisfaction. I want students to have a better, I want students to have a better experience at the Calgary Language Nerds, which if they have a better experience, it will in turn help my business grow. To give you a few details about that I'm willing to talk about, for the student onboarding procedure, one of the things I've already been changing, and this has been a massive change. I do it for student onboarding. I do it with current students, and I feel the change already. I've even able to, let's just say that. I mean, I've really noticed the change already, which is making sure that the student and I, we're on the same page as to what their expectations are and what they're going to get from me or my business, right? And that requires a lot of talking and a lot of interaction, right? I was talking to a student recently, and we were just discussing the lessons and how they were going and blah, blah, blah. This person is actually learning multiple languages with the Calgary Language Nerds. And we're having a discussion about how things are going. And initially what I probably would have done, you know, just even just 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, if I talked to this person, is I would have given some suggestions based on the conversation, and that might have been it. Like we would talk about what's going well, what's going wrong, what's give some suggestions. They would have said, oh, that's a good idea. I kind of like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. They would say that, and I would let them go. But now I want to make sure that we go a level deeper. I want to be like, do you think that's really helpful? Do you think you'll actually do that? Like, that's what I think would need to happen. Or is that what you're expecting us to do for you? Like, or would you be hoping for something a little bit more? Would you hope that we prepare a different type of resource for you between the lessons? Is that what you're hoping for? I'm just curious. And they might go, I don't really know. Yeah, I don't know. Would I prefer to have a blah, blah, blah? Would I prefer you guys to, I don't know, I can't think of a specific example, but even the guy I was talking to, you know, I was like, would you prefer the class structure to be like this? Like, or would you prefer it to be like this? He's like, I honestly don't know. And I was like, yeah, both of them could work based on the needs you're sharing, but like, which one do you want to go with? He's like, I honestly don't know. And I was like, well, why don't we try one for like a couple lessons and then the other one for a couple more lessons? And I was like, you just pay for like a small number of lessons, you try both out. And normally I would have left it there, but I told him, this time I asked, like, what do you think? And he's like, actually, no, I don't really like that idea. And it's like, oh, okay, well, here's what else I'm thinking. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just digging a little bit deeper and asking more questions and making sure that in the onboarding process and even when they're taking lessons, that we really are on the same page as to what their needs are, and what their expectations are, and to make sure that what I'm offering really does align with their needs and their expectations, and vice versa. Right. There's some other things that have changed as well. Maybe we'll leave that there. Okay. Well, thank you for listening to today's podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it's a little bit different than usual, a bit more just personal, talking about what's going on in my world, but have a great day. We'll chat soon. Bye-bye.